Can we have your name, please?
Julia Derry.
Julia?
Yes.
And you work down here in the financial district?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
A group of people in the musical world here in our city are exploiting animals for the purpose of making music. Would you say that you are essentially opposed to the idea of taking an animal and trying to evoke music from an animal?
Yes, I'm very much against the idea, yeah.
Why do you say that, Julia?
Well, because it's cruel. It's not right to do this sort of thing to animals.
Even if it allows an animal to create beautiful music?
I don't think an animal can create beautiful music.
You mean to say that if you could actually take a wolf, or let's say a jackal, in your arms and actually press over the body of this jackal the bow of a violin or a cello, and beautiful music would come from this contact that the bow has with the animal, you don't think that you yourself would be entranced and would overcome any misgivings you have about it?
I don't think so, because I'm sure it would hurt whatever animal it was. And I mean, if it didn't hurt it at all, I think that would be fine, but...
If the animals were doped?
Or if they were completely out and it didn't injure them in any way, yes, I suppose that would be okay. But it's a bit of a strange idea anyway, I think.
Would you yourself, if you knew that you could get a really enjoyable and uplifting musical experience by attending a concert in which animals were used as stringed musical instruments, live animals, would you hesitate to attend this concert?
No, I'd love to go and see it, just to see what it was like. But I mean, I'm against it, but I'd like to see what sort of thing they could produce. But
if you knew, for instance, that the violin, what would normally be considered the violin section, was going to be composed of weasels, you came to the concert hall, you sat down, and the concert began, and you looked over, what would you see in the arms of the violinists?
What would I see? Well, I'd see weasels, of course. I mean, what?
And
what
if
do you mean?
Then, if you yourself found that taking a small, let's say, coyote in your arms and running over the back of the coyote, actually over the backbone of the coyote as the means, the bow of a violin, and you found that you could make a beautiful sound and you could become a virtuoso of this sort of music and actually benefit both professionally and materially, would you tour? Would you tour the world?
Well, I suppose if I got any money out of it, I would, yes.
What is it you would do?
I'd tour the world playing on a coyote.